Heavy gunfire and powerful explosions rocked the Lal Masjid, or Red Mosque, early Saturday morning. Every few hours now, the government troops fire on the mosque as authorities increase the pressure on the militant forces still inside. More than 1,000 people have surrendered since Tuesday when violent clashes erupted outside the mosque, leaving at least 19 people dead. Officials say up to 1,000 others remain inside, including hundreds of women and children. State Minister of Information Tariq Azim says around 50 to 60 hardcore and well-armed militants have taken over.
It's clear that this is a hostage situation. We are told by a boy who came out this morning that there were 30 to 40 to our room, and they are now guarded by armed guards, and anybody trying to escape is shot at.
Azim says supplies inside the mosque are reported to be running low, and the situation is becoming increasingly desperate. Family members of those inside gathered near the mosque in an effort to obtain information about their trapped relatives. At least one man was injured Friday after gunmen opened fire on a group of parents trying to free their children. One of the mosque's top clerics, Abdul Rashid Ghazi, says he and his supporters would rather die than surrender. Azim says the government still hopes to avoid a potentially bloody raid into the mosque itself.
Our strategy is to tire them out and not fire them out.
Azim also rejected Ghazi's demand for safe passage out of Islamabad in exchange for an end to the standoff. Ghazi and his supporters, who want to impose Taliban-style religious law in the capital, have repeatedly challenged the government's authority in recent months. Students from the mosque's religious school led a series of raids into the city, at one point kidnapping several policemen and alleged prostitutes. The mosque is increasingly seen as a major political embarrassment for Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf. Government critics accuse President Musharraf of failing to confront religious extremists despite his self-described platform of enlightened moderation. President Musharraf escaped injury Friday after unknown gunmen targeted his plane as it took off from a military airbase outside the capital. Security forces say they have recovered 3 weapons, including 2 anti-aircraft machine guns, from a residence in the area where they believe the gunfire came from. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.